Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial, Measures of Central Tendency, from the Rapid Learning Center. The course objectives. By completing this topic, you will learn to find the center of a distribution, compute the mean and median of a set of data, understand how extreme values affect the median and the mean, determine when to use the mean and when to use the median, determine the shape of a distribution from the mean and median values, and calculate the median and the mean using a graphing calculator. The concept map for this tutorial links previous content to new content. In this tutorial, we consider the center of data. Two of the most common measures of the center of data are the median and the mean. The median is computed differently if there's an odd number of data elements than if there's an even number of data elements. The median is resistant to extreme values, whereas the mean is not resistant to extreme data values. First, to the topic of measuring the center. Here are some definitions. Center is defined to be approximately the middle of the data, and it's measured with the mean or the median. The median is the middle value of data, with half of the data above it and half below. The mean is the sum of all data divided by the amount of data points in the set. Let's think about the center. Suppose you're staring at a histogram. If the histogram is symmetric, your center is going to be right in the middle. But if the histogram is skewed to the left, your center will be more to the right. If your histogram is skewed to the right, your center will be more to the left. Calculating the median. Let's learn how to calculate the median. The median of a symmetric distribution. The median is the number that divides the data in half. 50% of the data lie below the median, and 50% of the data lie above the median. For a symmetric distribution, the median lies in the center of the histogram. How about for a skewed distribution? For skewed distributions, the median may be further to the left or to the right. If a histogram contains 100 data points, then the median will be between the 50th and the 51st values. The median is calculated differently depending on whether or not there's an odd number of data elements or an even number of data elements. Calculating the median with an odd count. The steps for calculating the median when there is an odd number of data elements are 1. Order the data. Order all of the data points from least to greatest or from greatest to least. While ordering, calculate n. 2. Find the position of the middle value. Use the formula n plus 1 divided by 2. 3. Determine the value represented by the middle position. Count the data from the beginning or end of your ordered list to find the value associated with the middle position. Let's look at an example of calculating the median. Let's say we're asked to calculate the median of the data set containing 62, 44, 21, 31, 41, 50, 30, 55, and 43. Well, our first step is to order the data, so it would go in the order 21, 30, 31, 41, 43, 44, 50, 55, and 62. Since there are 9 data points, we use the formula n plus 1 divided by 2 to get 10 divided by 2, or 5. The median is the element in the 5th position. So we count 5 numbers in and we're going to circle 43. What is the median value of the following data set? 26, 18, 31, 30, 47, 42, 28, 58, or 42? Well, we would need to put this data set in order from smallest to largest. The values would range from 18 as the smallest to 58 as the largest. We would then find the middle value, which would end up being 31. Even data count. If there are an even number of data points, the median is the average of the middle two numbers. Calculating the median for an even count. The steps for calculating the median when there are an even number of data elements are 1. Order the data. Order all the data points from least to greatest or from greatest to least. While ordering, calculate n. 2. Find the position of the two middle values. By using two formulas, n divided by 2 and n divided by 2 plus 1. 3. Determine the values represented by the two middle positions. Count the data from the beginning or end of your ordered list to find the values associated with the two middle positions. 4. Get an average. Average the two middle values to get the median. Here's an example for calculating the median. Find the median of 46, 62, 44, 21, 31, 41, 50, 30, 55, and 43. Well, we first order the data, so it becomes 21, 30, 31, 41, 43, 44, 46, 50, 55, and 62. Since there are 10 data points, we use the formula n divided by 2 to get 5, then we add 1 to this number to get 6, so our two middle values are in the 5th and 6th positions. If we go back to our list, the two values in the 5th and 6th position are 43 and 44. The median is the average of 43 and 44, which gives us 43.5. Notice that when you have an even number of data points, your median can be a number that's different than the other numbers in your data set. Question: the median with even n. What is the median value of the following data set? 26, 18, 31, 30, 47, 42, 28, 58, 42, and 35. Well, we would put those data values in order. Find the middle two numbers and average them, and that's going to give us 33. Note on median and resistance. The median is resistant to extreme values, which means that if extreme values are in the data, the median will remain unaffected. Let's look at an example of how the median is resistant to extreme values. Considering the following two data sets. Data set number 1 has the elements 21, 30, 31, 41, 43, 44, 50, 55, and 83. While data set number 2 has 21, 30, 31, 41, 43, 44, 50, 55, and 62. In both cases, the median for these data sets would be 43. It did not matter that the first data set had an extreme value of 83, the median remained unchanged. In this section, we'll look at calculating the mean. Unlike the median, in the calculation of the mean, it doesn't matter if there are an odd number of elements or an even number of elements. In order to calculate the mean, we must follow the following steps. Step number 1. Find the sum of all the data points or observations. Step number 2, divide the sum by the count to obtain the mean. The mean is denoted by X bar. Let's look at an example. Find the mean of 63, 44, 21, 31, 41, 50, 30, 55, and 43. Our first step is to calculate the sum of all this data. We represent that using the summation symbol, summation of x, and we add the 9 numbers together. It doesn't matter what order we add these numbers in as long as we get their sum, which is 378. The mean, then, is the sum of the data divided by the count. So we have x bar equals the summation of x divided by n, or 378 divided by 9, which is 42. Here's a question. What is the mean value of the following data set? 29, 18, 31, 30, 47, 42, 28, 58, 42, and 35. We add up these numbers and then divide by the total number in the data set. This will give us an answer of 36. Here's a note on the mean and resistance. The mean is not resistant to extreme values, which means that if extreme values are present in the data, the mean will be affected. Let's look at an example. Consider the data set 21, 30, 31, 41, 43, 44, 50, 55, and 56. The mean is calculated by adding all of these numbers together and then dividing by 9 because there were 9 numbers. This results in a mean of 41.2. Now suppose we take that same data set and change the last value 56 to 200. We would then add up our new set of 9 numbers and divide it by 9. In this case, the mean would be 57.2, which would be higher than all of the numbers except for the 200. So the mean is changed dramatically, so we can see that it is not resistant to extreme values. Mode. Another measure of central tendency is the mode. The mode is the data value that appears the most often in the data set. A data set may have multiple modes. Now we're going to take a few minutes to talk about how we can use calculators and technology to solve these problems. Using a graphing calculator. The graphing calculator has the ability to calculate the mean and the median for a data set. The steps are 1. Enter the data. Data are entered into the calculator by pressing STAT and then EDIT. If you do this, if you press the STAT button and then the EDIT button, you will get a screen that shows L1, L2, and L3. You want to enter all of your data under the list named L1. The second step then is to find the one variable stats. The one variable stats command can be found by pressing the STAT button again, arrowing over so that you're in the calc menu, and then choosing one variable stats. Press enter. After you press enter, the mean is given by X bar, and if you scroll down along the screen, the median will be in one of the last things that are listed on the calculator screen. In this section, we'll look at determining shape. Name that shape. There are 3 cases that we use to determine the shape of a distribution from its mean and its median. Number 1, mean equals median. When the mean and the median values are approximately equal to each other, the shape of the distribution is symmetric. Number 2, the mean is less than the median. When the mean is less than the median, the shape of the distribution is generally left skewed. Number 3, the mean is greater than the median. When the mean is greater than the median, the shape of the distribution is generally right skewed. Consider the following symmetric distribution. We expect the median and the mean to be approximately equal. The distribution contains 29, 30, 32, 41, 43, 44, 51, 55, and 62. The median is in the 5th position and it would be found to be 43. The mean is found by summing all 9 of the numbers and then dividing by 9, and it is also 43. Consider the skewed distribution, which has the values 10, 21, 32, 41, 44, 50, 53, 61, 62, 64, 68, 71, 73, 75, 77, 79, and 80. The median is the 9th position, and it's found to be 62. The mean is the summation of x divided by n, and that works out to be 56.5. Since the mean is less than the median, we see that the distribution is skewed to the left. Here's a question on determining shape. Let's say a distribution has a median of 75 and a mean of 100. Which choice represents the shape of the graph? Symmetric, left skewed, or right skewed? Since the mean is greater than the median, we would need to answer right skewed. Let's discuss mean versus median and changing units. choosing the mean or the median. Because the mean is not resistant to extreme values, it is best used when extreme values are not present in the data. When extreme values are present, the median may be a better measure of the center. Changing units. Sometimes the units of data are changed, seconds to minutes, meters to feet, etc. The mean and the median are both affected in the following ways. Adding a constant. If a constant is added to each data value, the mean and the median will increase by the same constant value. Multiplying by a constant. If each data value is multiplied by a constant, the mean and the median will be multiplied by that same constant. It's now time for our learning summary. A center is measured with the median or the mean. The median is calculated for an odd count or an even count. Find the mean by taking the sum of all the observations and dividing by the count. The median is resistant to extreme values. The mean is not. Adding or multiplying each data value by a constant changes the value of the mean and the median. Congratulations! You've successfully completed this audio tutorial on measures of central tendency from the Rapid Learning Center.